Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/talkover or follow the Talk Over podcast page on Spotify.
All right, Stylus and Double back in the building.
Talk Over podcast settings.
Yes, sir. On a Sunday night, you know, nice and calm.
Yeah, it's not calm. It's flipping freezing in here, mate. But anyway.
Me and Double have our own studio now, yeah, and we can't afford heating, guys.
Yeah, can't afford heating or train tickets, which is why we do it in separate places now.
Oh, sorry, I'm absolutely freezing our nads off.
Mate.
Anyway. So what's good, Dubs? What's popping, my bro?
Everything's good, man.
Everything good?
Yeah, you know what?
It's been a couple of weeks.
It's been like 2 weeks since we recorded the last episode. Luckily, we did explain to everyone that life is hectic right now. A lot of things pop in, so we're just recording when we can match up the schedules. So hopefully our viewers and listeners have forgiven us for this. But
I know, sorry, guys. We're making a commitment now. We're committing, bruv. There's no going back on it now, my G.
Everything's good, man. Social media is absolutely taking over everything right now, though.
Do you know what? I'm gonna hold it for this week's topic as well, because I live on Twitter like quite a lot, and there's been a few like situations in the has it been in like the last week? Has this all happened in the last 7 days?
Yeah. I mean, it's been the last 10 days, really. Like the last 10 days.
I feel like I'm
losing
track of time right now, man.
Yeah.
Bruv, these viral situations that are happening on Twitter are turning into a different phenomenon, mate. Honestly, like you've seen that Loz chick who's just done the freestyle on
the ZZ
beat.
Yeah.
Which was Kodak's new record, which we were all sat waiting on for time, by the way. Before I go into this, what did you make of that track, by the way?
The original, I thought, was garbage. And that's... You know what? You know,
it was garbage,
bro. First of all, yeah, like, this is the thing about all these challenges coming up. And I feel like Kodak Black should be embarrassed, man, because the beat was absolute fire. Yeah, and the reason this whole ZZ challenge has come up is because, basically, everyone's listened to it and been like, oh, I can do a better version than this. This is fucking shit. So everyone started doing better versions. Shouts to Mist. Mist definitely did a better version. But
yeah, Mist bodied it and dropped the visual as well, to be fair to him. So like, my man done the full works on it.
Bro, my favourite one though, the absolute favourite one, this is the one I drop in the club as well. Props have to go to Mr. Smooth, EMT, because he did that Tiger Taste mashup. And trust me, like, as soon as I heard that, bro, that could have been an original. It didn't even sound like a mashup. Like, so he smacked it with that mashup there. But it sounds natural, mate. It sounds proper fluid.
Yeah, it does.
Like, it sounds good.
I think it's the same producer, isn't it, that did Taste and the other Tiger joint. It's the same guy, so it's like the same. It's the same formula, man. It's a Tiger beat all day.
I saw someone else post, like another DJ posted. I don't remember who it was, and I don't remember which platform. It was either Twitter or Facebook. I saw them post that they just dropped the instrumental in the club and it went off. Now, imagine this year.
That was Shaq 5, man. That was my boy Shaq in Birmingham. Bruv, the video went mad.
Imagine being a rapper, yeah, and even the DJs are playing the version without your lyrics on there, because that's how crap it is. Like, Kodak Black needs to go, man. See you later. But we went well off.
I can't remember where I was then, but I was just about to jump into something else. But anyway, there's been a release of a freestyle from a girl called Loz. Who is Jay Huss's ex-girlfriend. So Jay Huss is currently in pen, right? He's still locked up, yeah?
Yeah.
So Jay Huss is still inside.
I think so.
His ex has dropped a freestyle called Shaku on the Beat.
Right.
Everyone that's tuned into this has probably already seen it. And to put it politely, it's poor, bro. Like, it's poor.
You know what the maddest thing is? I've seen her posting about how all of her haters and all the negativity towards it is what made her blow up. And that's crazy, bro. Like, the fact that
it's true, man. Like, it's a it's a combination of hatred and people that are actually digging it, because she's getting bookings, bro.
Wow.
Like, her Instagram has hit like 65k, and like she's active, man. Like, she's on the radio. She's on Radio 1 the other morning doing breakfast show, and she's making appearances, and her socials are all popping.
Yeah.
So it, but it's, where did she come from, bro?
Like, I don't know. You know, first,
who's to blame for this? Like, people complain about these viral moments blowing up, people and people getting big that don't really have the talent, etc. But
yeah,
we're part of this problem. Like, not us per se, but the everyday public. We're the people that fuel it.
Yeah, repost, definitely.
It, share it around, and like Loz says, the haters are feeding it and carrying her to like this success.
Yeah.
So, negative or positive, we're feeding these viral moments where these people can make like life out of it. These people can go buy houses and shit off the back of these moments. Like, yeah. It's actually mad. Like, I don't know what to make of it anymore, because I feel like it's
crazy, isn't it?
There's no control. There's no quality control on it. Like, now social media, take these things and just carry them.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the problem, is the quality control. Now, the first time I heard Loz's version, yeah, I haven't seen the video. So there's a video for it, innit, where she does the Shaku dance, and that's what's really gone viral and got everyone doing the Shaku on the beat and that, yeah. But
okay,
I haven't seen the video yet. The first time I heard it, funnily enough, it was last Saturday, actually. I remember exactly where I was. And Rashid from Link Up TV sent it to me, but he sent it as an audio file to my WhatsApp. So I listened to it, because Rashid very, very rarely sends me music like that. Do you know what I mean? If it's anything, it's usually a link, a URL to a Link Up TV video or something. But he's actually sent me that as a downloadable. So I downloaded it, listened to it, and then I messaged him back. I was like, who is it? But being entirely honest, bruv,
it's real though. It's real.
I didn't like it when I first heard it. I didn't like it, but I was on the move. So I just kind of thought, well, Rashid has sent it over. He's a guy that knows a lot about music. He's a guy that plugs a lot of people. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's very instrumental in the UK scene. So I didn't want to just write it off straight away. I thought, maybe I'm just in the wrong mood, wrong scenario. I need to listen to it another time. And then, yeah, it's kind of blown up off the fact that nobody likes it. And it's all a bit mad. It's crazy, man.
Do we complain about this? Or is it just a case of, in this day and age and the way technology is and the reach that people can get from it, we just gotta let people get what they can. Like, we only have one life, you get me? So
what?
I'm not hating on this girl, she's eating.
Yeah.
But then you just don't know where this is gonna take the industry, innit? Like, I feel like people are gonna push this now and just try and go for these moments to get the foot in and then stack the peas and do what they're doing.
Yeah, I think
there's another guy that's done the same thing, which is the Maye guy, but he's actually got checkers, bro. Like, he sounds good.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
There's something there with him. He's actually talented, and like you said off like before we hit record on this, he's actually a singer and that he's active anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
here's here's the thing that I think, yeah, is like, I think it's all good. Having it on social media, doing this stuff online, it's cool. It's the new age busking. Do you know what I mean? You see where you used to hear, like, yeah, I don't know, like...
digital busking.
Right. No, it is, bro. It is, because see, like,
it's real.
20 years ago, yeah, you might have a busker, some guy who's got techers on the guitar, he's absolutely sick with it, and he's just sat there outside a shop in London playing, and then fucking Simon Cowell might walk past. This dude might hit some next level high note, and Simon Cowell might think, rah, you've got some bits there, let me sign you to the label and let's turn you into a star. Do you know what I mean? I'm just using Simon Cowell because he's the first proper big, like, mogul that popped into my head from London. But do you know what I mean? Like, someone might discover a busker and put them on. Now, that's happening these days. The labels are signing people quick, but off of social media videos now. Like, that's AJ and Dino, another perfect example, man. Dino blew up because he had viral videos on Instagram of him singing in the playground at school. And that's how he blew up. Do you know what I mean? So it is, that's the platform now, where that's like the grassroots level. People are just throwing up their Instagram things. What I think is getting misconstrued, and what I think DJs are doing wrong, is they are taking this stuff and playing it in a club. Do you know what I mean? So, like, for example, what was the guy that did the fire in the booth ages ago, and now he's just a meme everywhere? Is it RS? Roll Safe.
Oh, yeah. The RS guy, yeah. I know what you mean.
Bro, I was in a club once and the DJ played the role safe fire in the booth. Like...
That's dead.
Exactly. And this is where... See where you...
I got a request for the My A tune last night. People were coming up saying, yo, play that My A. I was like, bruv, it's dope, but nah.
Yeah, because it's not an official record. Now, I think inevitably...
Some YouTube ripping the venue in that, like not mixed, mastered, nothing.
That's
like,
the thing. That's where we've got to really...
Mess.
That's where as DJs, we've got to stamp it out. And as influential DJs, I think people like you and I have to explain to the younger DJs, like, there has to be a certain level of quality going out in the clubs. Not only that, just sound quality. Like YouTube rips are not on. Do you know what I mean? Like, but actual
bro,
sound
YouTube
quality.
YouTube rips, dodgy MP3s, all of that stuff. Like, it can't run, man.
Nah.
Like, you can't be playing YouTube rips, even if it was for a gas. I tweeted about the ZZ thing and people were posting it. And, like, not sending for no DJs in particular. Like, just putting it out there. People were rinsing this beat and I tweeted, I was like, yo, where are people getting this beat from? Because it's not even out there yet.
Yeah.
Like, man are out here playing this beat in the clubs.
What, the ZZ beat,
like,
yeah.
Like, YouTube rip. Yeah, bro, before it even was out there, man. Yeah. Like, or people were downloading the... Because I tried to find it, and there was, like, a load of remakes of it on YouTube.
Right, yeah, yeah.
A load of producers have tried to, like, remake it and repost it and that.
To be fair, it's not a hard beat to remake, so, yeah.
And he's moving.
That's, like, the same shit, I forget his name, but the same... the kiddie who made Panda for... designer, he's an English kid. I think he's from like Birmingham or Leicester or something. Just some unknown English guy
right,
just
man.
Throwing beats out. It's crazy. But yeah, getting back to it, I mean, like, the whole social media wave, it is crazy how it sort of, you know what, it dictates as well. It can actually dictate the club stuff, the club trends.
It dictates people's behaviour now.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
The trends, like, social media is, it's like, I don't know, man. It's like the Matrix has come to life in the last couple of years. Like, people are so plugged into this shit online that it's becoming part of everyday life now.
You know what's mad as a DJ, though? Like, see, if do you remember, like, if you ever went on holiday for, like, 2 weeks, you'd come back and you'd have, like, 2 weeks of music to catch up on. Well, now, if you're out the game or if you're off social media or if you're doing whatever, if you're super busy, just for example, you know, my last week has been super busy. Like, I've had a hectic schedule. I haven't had time to sit on social media and really mull over things and look at what's going on. So I've had to actually do my homework and catch up on the ZZ on the beat, the Shackle on the beat, and My Year is Different to Your Year. I've had to do my research into it because it didn't just naturally fall into my timeline like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's crazy.
Yeah,
if you just sit out the game for like a week or 2 weeks, bruv, you don't only have to catch up on the music, you've got to catch up on the social media trends as well, just to stay
That's
on
real.
Point as a DJ. Do you know That's how real. Mad that is? That Burna Boy record, the original, yeah, yay. Bruv, it's been out since way earlier this year. I mean, I played it on radio when his album dropped, because it was one of the ones that they picked off the album to be a single. And only now, now it's really blowing up just because of Osh doing the viral thing. It's crazy, man. Like,
to be fair, like, that record was already doing bits up before, up in my ends. Like, I've been playing that in, like, the Liverpool spots and that. And it's been going off before this.
Well, as a prime,
this,
as
this
a prime time record,
but
like,
now,
as a,
though,
as a peak record, peak time, you've been playing the Burna Boy one.
Yeah, I've been playing that peak time, bro.
Oh, okay. I was only That's time it. I've been playing it.
Only in like the last, I don't know, like 4 or 5 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, even, like, it's,
right.
But obviously that viral thing's only just come around in like
the
last like week or two. But obviously now, it's had a flipping pump up the arse, mate.
Yeah,
it paused.
Crazy.
Like, now it's out there, bro.
Yeah.
But like, the label's a problem as well, because like these guys. Like, they're just tapping in and getting quick deals with these kids getting buzzes, and whether there's gonna be like longevity in it or any life, the labels are semi trying to cash in on it, just like these people are that are creating the buzz.
Yeah, it just depends if they're putting a lot of time and effort into like artist development. I mean, just for example, like Unknown T, who's another one who's managed to run like straight out the gates with a hit. He's been signed, but.
Yep.
He has a catalogue of tunes. Do you know what I mean? Like, he has music coming.
About his game.
They're developing it. But it's crazy, man. It is mad how social media is now beginning to dictate certain things. That's crazy. And the other thing as well, how look, artists are really utilizing social media just to get clout. Do you know what I mean? Just to like, and I don't mean a simple put up a video or put up a clip of their video. Obviously, we spoke about it before, like Wiley sending for Dizzy Rascal and Skepta.
Yeah.
On his Instagram, going in on that video. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj getting into it on Instagram. Do you know what I mean? And like,
getting into it on Instagram.
But this is the thing though, bro. Like, I actually watched, I found it quite entertaining. I quite like Cardi B. I do find it quite entertaining. But
yeah, I like Cardi, man.
I watched her whole little rant on her Instagram. All of, there was like 8 different stories or 9 different stories that she posted.
Yeah, and the rest.
But the thing is, yeah, I just wonder if she'd been as vocal about it if she hadn't just dropped a new single. Because we all know how Instagram works. If you've got something that you can bring people to your profile, then naturally,
you gotta get active,
when
man.
You drop new posts, automatically it will end up in their timeline. Do you know what I mean? So like, that's why these artists do it. And I think normal people have the blinkers on. They don't realize that these are the tactics that these artists are using. Like Cardi B's posted that massive rant, got the bloggers and all these pages and the news and all of that talking about it. So everyone goes to Cardi's Instagram and then she can post some promo about her new single and get more streams. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think even to an extent where some of these people are working together behind the scenes, man.
Yeah, someone actually.
You'll get some of these artists cutting it up off the radar, and then go and cause a scene. You know what I mean? But then the brethren's.
Someone said that about Wiley and Skepta. Someone said Skepta.
I think that was me.
Did you say that to me on Friday? Yeah.
I had a little inkling that maybe it was semi put on, but Wiley. You just don't know with Wiley because he's so reckless. Like, yeah, you just don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me. But then Skepta's not really entertaining the matter. Like, he's not getting involved, he's not speaking up, he's not saying nothing.
Nah.
So unless something's gone out this weekend that I've missed.
No, there's nothing.
I've never seen Skepta so quiet when it comes to shit like this.
So I've seen I don't really see Skepta respond to people. Like, obviously Skepta's one of the top guys.
Not respond,
guys,
bro, but Wiley went ham, bro.
Bruv, you know what? Like, I've said it before. I said it.
Skepta don't even need to entertain it. You don't need to, man. He's in a different place.
I don't know if anyone needs to entertain Wiley anymore, if I'm honest. And I said this on Twitter. A few people got triggered by it and got a bit emotional. Wiley just needs he needs to just stop, bro. Like, he needs to just stop. Thank you very much for what you've done. Like, we appreciate you. Go and enjoy your money. Like, just sit down.
I think he should set up some kind of grime, like.
He's not stable or reliable enough to do anything. He was booked for a show in London.
Flip it, man. Make it into a business, bruv. Like,
bruv, he hasn't got the minerals to do it, mate.
Don't.
No, it's.
You don't think so?
Wiley hasn't got the minerals to do any of that stuff. The only positive thing I've ever heard about Wiley that means he is reliable, in the sense of, some friends of mine called The Chemists from Brighton did a tune with him a few years ago now. And when I said to them, oh, I'm surprised he even showed up, they were like, nah, he was there before we were. Like, he was calling us in the morning at like 7 a.m. or something, saying, I'm here, I'm good to go.
Right.
And everyone that I've spoken to since that has done studio with Wiley has said, yeah, when it comes to the studio, he is about it. But he doesn't turn up to video shoots. Like,
yeah, he didn't turn up to the club show. We had him on in Manny. That was like, he didn't show.
He shagged Lady Leisha when she did that record with him, because she was fully expecting him to come for the video shoot. And the problem is, yeah, when I speak to these people, they always say, like, Wiley said he was going to come. Like, if you're not going to come, just say you're not going to come. Don't say you're going to come and then not arrive. I don't know why people even book him anymore. Just last week in London, he was booked for Ministry of Sound last Tuesday. He didn't show up. He was booked for Brighton.
Shit. Yeah, in fact, I've seen the promo for that. Yeah, I've seen that.
He was booked for Brighton the week before. He didn't show up. Like, I honestly don't know why people entertain it anymore. And also,
yeah, that's dead.
He keeps not showing up, bruv. It's only a matter of time until people in the clubs don't care about him. I personally, as a DJ, I don't care about new Wiley music anymore. It doesn't excite me.
Yeah,
he's got a new album coming.
I'm on the same page as you, my bro. I'm definitely on the same level as you with the music. Like, I couldn't care less. I've never been the biggest grime guy anyway. Like, I'm not fully plugged in with grime. Obviously, Wiley's one of the greats. Like, I know my way around the genre and that, but I'm not like. intricately plugged into all the avenues of it.
Yeah.
But I think Wiley has definitely outstayed it.
There's a lot
like
of,
like you say, it's only so many times you can shit on people before it comes on top. Like, you can't be not turning up to Ministry, bro. Like, they're big shows, man.
Yeah. But he doesn't care. And this is the thing, man. Like, he's made his money. He lives in Cyprus. He doesn't care. But I don't know why people care about him anymore. I don't know why people book him, if I'm honest. I'll keep the same energy that I've kept on Twitter. Same goes for Dizzy Rascal, in my humble opinion. I think he should retire as well. I don't like Dizzy.
This podcast is turning into was sending for Wiley and Dizzy.
No. I just wanted to maintain my integrity, because, just in case anyone's like, oh, you said this here, and da, 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 da. People call me out, bro. People have been calling me out now. So I'm just putting that there. That.
Keep that same energy, bro.
But yeah, it's weird. And the thing is as well, Wiley, I think, only went on that Instagram rant because he's got an album to promote. And he even said, during his rant, he even said, Godfather 3 on the way, da, 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 da. Like, and it's, I don't know, it's just, I don't know how I feel about artists doing this with all this negative energy just to promote their stuff. Steph London's another one. She just literally went at Nicki. Didn't say Nicki's name, but she's calling out Nicki's fans. Calling them...
Yeah, she's calling them the garbs.
As in garbage instead of barbs. And like, saying... What else did she say? Something like...
I didn't fully plug into that, man. I'm not the biggest Steph London fan, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, I see... Come on, Nicki's a superstar, man. Steph London's doing her thing over here, but like, plugging into that side, like, Nicki's network is in the millions and millions. So yeah, she's trying a thing, man. She's trying a thing.
Well, this is the thing, though. It's like, I don't understand. If you don't want to fuck with someone, don't fuck with them. Do you know what I mean? Like, she either really wants to do a collab with Nicki, and Nicki said no, so she's got bitter about it and throwing her toys out the pram, saying you're all gone.
Bro, definitely wants a collab with Nicki, man. Come on. Yeah. Like, you're telling me if Nicki came and knocked on Stefflon's door, she ain't doing that track?
Yeah. So it's that.
Come on, man.
Either that, or she genuinely doesn't care. But if she doesn't care, don't mention the woman, innit? Do you know what I mean? Like, this is the thing. I'm just not a fan of all the negative energy around it. I think, like,
she might just be looking her eyes out at Nicki, man. Because if Nicki sends back, like, then Stefflon wins.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think the other thing is as well, she just did a track with Lil Kim, innit? Steph London just did a record with Lil Kim. So obviously, like,
yeah. Was it a remix of the
Nasty One? It's called.
Yeah, it's a remix of the Nasty Boy one, innit? Yeah, I think that's better than the original, to be fair.
Yeah, I like it. Craniums on it as well. Is it Tory Lanez? I can't remember the full line.
fucking fuck knows.
I don't remember.
Where does it stop then, bro? Where does it stop? Like, it's
gonna, I don't,
like,
think it
DJ,
will
DJ well every, it's gonna leak across everyone, man. Like, I see DJs trying bits. I'm not even hating on it, man. Like, it's great, get their own. It's not an avenue I'm ever gonna go down to try and get, like, extra weight in that. Like, I just go about my own business on my social medias. So, you know, it's each to their own, man. And the way technology is now, it's gonna keep progressing.
Yeah, definitely.
At a stupid rate as well. It's gonna get faster and more intense, man.
Do you think they'll ever put, like, a dislike button on tweets and Instagram posts? You know, you can like some stuff, but on YouTube, obviously, you've got a dislike, that thumbs down.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that'll ever come to
that? That is like the ultimate self-esteem smasher, mate.
Bro,
imagine posting a video, man, gets 250,000 dislikes.
Bro,
I don't know what I would do, man. I wouldn't like that.
It's something about, bro, you know what? Something about the bad energy on social media outweighs the good energy. I posted a video last week, and I think I got like 200 or 300 thumbs ups on the video, yeah? In the week, and I got one thumbs down, and bro, that weighed me down, man. I was like,
you entertain the one like instead of the 300, didn't it?
Wounded, bro. Like, how can someone do that to me? Like, what didn't you like about it?
And then I think you just have to get to a point where you just don't give a shit, bro.
Yeah,
like, where it just deflects off you. Like, I'm at this point now where the negative stuff, it just bounces off.
Yeah,
like, I've had a situation this week with some shit in Manny, and like, it vexed me for an hour or two, and then it just bounces off you, man. It's like, you just get to that point where you just got to do your thing and stay in your own lane. People are always going to hate, man.
Yeah.
The best people in the world get hate. Like, the best artists in the world get haters. Like, there will always be someone that that it's not their cup of tea. Do you know what I mean? It's, like, there's not much you can do about that, bro.
But it's all on social media, bro, because, you know, a lot of people wouldn't be that same way if it was in person. They wouldn't say the same things that they tweet. They wouldn't do the same things. They wouldn't behave in the same manner.
Social media is the worst for that, man. Like, the way I'll meet people in real life and I'm like, yo, where's this Twitter character gone?
Where's all your energy gone? Where's all your smoke gone?
That you had to say on social media. Like, where are you now, bro?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? I get it all the time. I've been networking with people for years on Twitter, and then you finally meet them after like 7, 8 years, 9 years, and you're like, shit, you're like a completely different person.
Mad, isn't it?
Like, it's crazy. Mm. Well, yo, mate, we should just look a viral moment. Let's just fucking post a set, like.
Right, that's the way. That's the one.
That's the way forward now. Go on. But yo, but anyway, before we wrap this one up, that Osh guy that did the my yeah is different to your yeah.
Yes.
My guy's. I like my guy, bro. Like I said, I got abuse in my WhatsApp the other day because I said, yo, the difference between him and the Laws, like, this guy has got something, like, vocally, he sounds good.
Yeah.
And when he hits them notes, bro, yeah, he's different to your yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He sounds. I think it sounds wavy, yo.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's good, I'm
down for him.
I think there's going to be probably a remix. If Burna Boy or if the label were smart, they'll put him on a remix and then they'll sign him as an individual and put out a single.
I need to insert a clip into this podcast of that show. If there's any clips going around, Burna comes out, does this track, and all the crowd starts singing the My Yeah. Burna's looking around like, yo. Obviously, at this point, he doesn't know the song, man. So imagine this. Imagine the confusion.
Mad.
My guy's head must have fell off.
Yeah.
Funny, bruv. Funny. But big up. What's his name? Osh, this side on Twitter and Instagram, man. Go and check that guy out. I'm backing that dude to do okay.
Yeah. He's been signed to an agency already. He's got a booking agent. So.
Oh, he's got a booking agent? Yeah, one time.
They jumped on him quick.
See what I'm saying, bro? This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
My guy's signed up. Booking agent one time, in 6 months he'll be buying a house.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Like that simple, it's mad as you know. Fucking heck, viral moments, mate.
Viral moments.